Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. And how was church last night? My, we had a wonderful service here at Bible Baptist Church. What a great midweek service we enjoyed. And excited, looking forward to our fun fest on Saturday, and praying for a good day and looking forward to meeting some of you. Come on out and join us noon to 3 p.m. right here, 2758 Home Road in Grove City. There's inflatables, there's games, there's carnival games, there's prizes you can win. And there's, of course, hot dogs, and there's Mexican food, there's Greek food, gyros, and the tacos, and then there's cotton candy and snow cones and popcorn, and you'll enjoy it. It's going to be a great, great day. And I hope you can come out and join us and get a chance to meet some of the radio listeners. And I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. So I hope you had a good church service where you were last night, and that you were there and you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And most importantly, God spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed right in the middle of the week. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, I'd like you to go to Psalm 9, the ninth psalm. We're going to look at verse number 2. Well, I'll go ahead and read verse 1, too. It says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Notice those four little words there in verse 2. I will be glad. You know, the Christian ought to be glad. Glad means to be pleased. It means to be affected with pleasure or joy. It means cheerful. It means joyous. In fact, when you look in the Psalms, in Psalm 32 and verse number 11, the Bible says, Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. In Psalm 40 and verse number 16, the Bible says, Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. And then over in Psalm 64 and verse number 10, the Bible says, The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. And also in Psalm 68 and verse number 3, the Bible says, But let the righteous be glad, and let them rejoice before God, and let them exceedingly rejoice. When the holiday end was looking for 500 people to fill positions for a new facility, they interviewed 5,000 candidates. The hotel managers interviewing these people excluded all candidates who smiled fewer than 4 times during the interview. And that applied to people competing for jobs in all categories. They were immediately disqualified if they smiled fewer than 4 times during the interview. An old man was asked what had robbed him of the joy most in his life, and he said, things that never happened. Someone has said, there's really 3 keys to happiness. Number 1, fret not, because God loves you. Number 2, faint not, because God holds you. And number 3, fear not, because God keeps you. Oh, the songwriters have captured this from time to time. How about that hymn that says, Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. How about, When I am sad, to him I go. No other friend can cheer me so. When I'm sad, he makes me glad. He's my friend. What about, Jesus may come today. Glad day, and I would see my friend. Troubles and trials would end if Jesus should come today. So let's talk about being glad as a Christian. When you look up the word glad or gladness in the Bible to see how many times those words make an appearance, well, I'm glad to tell you there's 139 references to the word glad. Now, there's many cousins of the word gladness, such as joy and happiness and probably others. But you find enough mention of these words in the Bible that God desires that His people be glad or joyful. And He expects us to have that kind of attitude, even when most of the world around us wants to dwell on the negative. I mean, we understand, without the negative, many of the news networks would have a hard time staying in business. There seems to be never been a real big thirst to share good news, but only bad news. And a thirst to hear the bad news as well. But listen, Christian, let's be glad. Well, why? What are some things we have reason to be glad about? Well, Isaiah chapter 25 is the first one. Isaiah chapter 25. And notice with me, verse number 9. Isaiah 25 and verse 9. The Bible says, "And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God, and we have waited for Him, and He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation." We ought to be glad because of salvation. I don't know about you. I'm glad I'm saved. I know the Lord. He's pardoned me from sin, and that makes me glad. Psalm 144:15, "Happy is the people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord." In Matthew 19, when that rich young ruler came to Jesus, he went away sorrowful. Why? Because he didn't know the Lord. He chose possessions over the Savior. He chose his riches over the one who could make him righteous, Jesus Christ. And in Luke 19, when Zacchaeus got saved, he bestowed half his goods to the poor. And he said, "If I've taken in anything wrongfully from any man, I'll restore him fourfold." But you know what the Bible says? Zacchaeus received Jesus joyfully. What a contrast. The rich young ruler going away sorrowful, and Zacchaeus going on his way rejoicing. Isaiah 12 and verse number 3 is another tremendous verse dealing here about salvation. Notice what it says in Isaiah 12 and verse 3. "Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation." Oh, I'm going to draw some refreshing water out of the wells of salvation. Oh, my friend, I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven. I'm glad that I have eternal life. When Judas betrayed Christ, he went out and hanged himself. Oh, but those two men who walked with Jesus on the road to Emmaus in Luke 24, remember what they said? "Did not our heart burn within us while He talked with us by the way and while He opened to us the Scriptures?" What a time that must have been. And I'm glad today, Jesus said in Luke 10 and verse 20 to His disciples, He said, don't you rejoice because the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Oh, I'm glad my name is written down in heaven. And my friend, the moment you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, He writes your name down in heaven. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, joint heirs with Jesus. As I travel this side, oh, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I'm glad. I can be glad because of His salvation. It's not even my salvation. It's His salvation. And He has done the work. I just came because all things are now ready. The second thing I think we can be glad about here, the Scriptures teach, is Psalm 118 and verse number 24. Psalm 118 and verse 24. You're familiar with this verse. It says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it." This is the day the Lord hath made. This is the day to be glad. And listen, we can be glad because God's in control. He made the day. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. We don't have to be anxious. Today, don't waste the day by worrying about food or money or tomorrow or yesterday. Rejoice. For today is today. Today you might not be feeling well physically or financially or spiritually or mentally. Just stop for a moment and tell your situation to relax. Hold on, cool down, be still, and know that God is in control of today, and this is a day for me to rejoice. Problems or no problems, today is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Whether you feel unloved or unrecognized or unimportant or unworthy, my friend, listen to me today. Today is the day to rejoice. Today's the day to laugh. Today's the day to smile. Today's the day to sing joyful songs. Go get a mirror, look straight into your face, and tell yourself, today is the day to rejoice. Today is the day to be happy. Today is the day to thank God. Today is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, I know there's problems at home, but still, today's the day to rejoice in the Lord. Even though your past days may have been difficult and may have been in some ways a torture or very strenuous, listen, rejoice and be happy. It doesn't matter if my bank account's full or my bank account's empty. I'm going to rejoice today. I'm not worrying. I'm not being anxious. I'm not going to be concerned. God has made this day, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. He still has me alive. He still has me here. And though I may not get a raise, and I may not have a promotion, and I may be having some difficulty at home, I will rejoice. No matter what's happening around me, I will rejoice because of who lives inside of me. Make a declaration of rejoicing. Make a declaration that I will praise the Lord each and every day. Don't carry over any worry. It'll take you down, my friend. Face every day's challenges with smile and rejoicing and success. Face each day's challenges as they come on that day. Who knows? One of these days, it'll be your last day. Don't waste today. Be happy. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Every day is a new day. Every day is a brand new 24 hours. Every day is a brand new 1,440 minutes. Each day is a gift from God. That's why it's called the present. Be glad because he gave you this day. And he promises, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. So I'm rejoicing in his salvation. I'm rejoicing in his sovereignty. He's given me this day. And then the Bible tells us in Luke and chapter 15. Luke and 15 and verse number 32. Of course, the story of the prodigal son. And in verse 32, it says, it was meet that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again and was lost and is found. Be glad because he welcomes the backslider. He welcomes back the backslidden. Before the boy has time to get so much out the first word, when he comes back home to his dad, dad threw his arms around him and all but knocks him off his feet with tears and hugs and incredible laughter. My son is home. That's all that matters. He doesn't do what any other father under heaven would have done. He doesn't give him a lecture. He doesn't say, I hope you learned your lesson or I told you so. He doesn't say, I hope you're finally ready to settle down and how you're going to make it up to your mom. No, he said, bring out the robe and put it on him and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Get the fatted calf. Let's celebrate with feasting. Oh, he's so happy. All the father can think is that the boy was dead and is alive again. He was lost and now he's found. Now, you know the story. The other son was not happy. You notice they began to be merry. But the older brother was not glad that his younger brother had come home. And dad says, listen, it was proper, it was meet, it was proper, it was right that we should make merry and be glad. And instead of joyful, he's jealous. But the Bible tells us in Proverbs, don't be glad when your enemy stumbleth. Oh, my friend, whenever one comes back to the Lord, let's be happy. Let's rejoice. Let's always be ready to welcome a sinner back home. Let's always be welcome a backslider coming back to the Lord. Let's be glad about that. Well, there's some more things I want to relate to you about being glad as a believer, and I'll have to carry it over to tomorrow because we're out of time for today, okay? Have a great Thursday, everybody. Lord willing, I'll be with you on the broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with
sunny smile.